Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. Christmas can be a crazy time of year normally. There's getting the shopping done, then there's planning the food, then there's going to see Santa and get the kids' pictures taken. Somewhere in there, the kids write Santa, and you can't miss the Santa Claus parade. Then there's all the anticipation and excitement on Christmas Eve, followed by an exhausting day of family, friends, food, and fun. Mixed in with all of that are the rituals and traditions that make it so special. There's a lot of pressure, plenty of expectations, and incredible amounts of stress. Add to all of this a deadly virus, orders from the provincial government to stay home, and keep socially distanced while shopping. As adults, it can be hard. We want so badly to keep a sense of normalcy. But these are not normal times, as thousands become sick every day and the number of dead keep growing. But what about the kids? What do you tell them? This is an interview with Kaylee Flanagan, an infant and child development specialist with the Northumberland Child Development Center in Port Hope. She will offer some concrete suggestions and strategies for helping children to enjoy this Christmas. Here is that interview. I'm so pleased to have with me today Kaylee Flanagan, the Infant and Child Development Specialist for the Northumberland Child Development Center in Port Hope. Welcome to Consider This.
Thanks so much for having me.
Before we get into the impact of the pandemic on children at Christmas time, what are some of the challenges parents face normally during the holiday season?
There are many expectations that families have over the holidays, expectations from their kids, expectations from school, expectations from, you know, grandparents and uncles and aunts, about presents, about cooking, about keeping routine and structure on. So a lot of these expectations can cause stress, can cause anxiety, and when those expectations aren't met, parents can kind of feel disappointed in themselves.
What do you see being different this year with the pandemic?
Well, you know, in previous years, Rob, what happened for some families, Christmas kind of meant that it was a time of celebration, family gatherings, food, and fun. But now with the pandemic, this Christmas, it seems to have a very different effect on a lot of families. Because the ideas of Christmas that we once had may no longer be true, and it may look very different. And, you know, this recent effect is one that may cause a lot of families to feel isolated, confused, alone, stressed, you know, disconnected. So a time that once was very merry and joyful and fun for some families is now a very different time. And that change and those different expectations that we chatted about are even heavier. They weigh heavier on families now during the pandemic. There's lots of different thoughts that families have, a lot of different experiences, even more stress on finances because some families may have lost their job or some hours with their work. So basically the idea of Christmas, the assumptions that we had, the traditions that we had, the thoughts that we had, are very different, and that can weigh heavy on a lot of families and a lot of children and youth.
You mentioned the role of patterns and expectations, and the fact that we tend to have a preset notion of what how things should go, and that even in those situations, parents can feel that they haven't met expectations. What do you advise them in those situations to do before we even look at the more complex situation that we find ourselves in now?
So children, especially young children, they really thrive off of routines and consistency. And for a lot of children now, it's been back to school for a little bit. And so what I always advise parents to do is try and keep some sort of consistent routine and schedule at home. And that doesn't necessarily mean like, oh, it's math time, it's science time, but it means let's wake up at similar times every day. Let's have breakfast together at similar times every day. Let's make sure we get dressed and brush our teeth and brush our hair as we would do when we were getting ready for school. So it's important that children have those daily routines, the daily times and scheduling, because what happens when children have routine and structure over the holidays, they have consistency, and consistently leads to calmness and regulation. Often if there's sudden changes or children don't know what to expect, if they don't have that structure and routine, then it can cause anxiety. It can cause upset and dysregulation. So I always advise parents to just attempt to keep regularity day by day. And I know that this can be hard over Christmas, but even just two or three typical routines and structures in a day is great.
Over the holiday season, though, as you were mentioning earlier, there are special events. How do you integrate those things normally into the Christmas time, into keeping that schedule and that pattern that you were talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. So I always tell parents to first just acknowledge. So acknowledge that there's going to be, in most cases, the challenge of self-regulation. So normalize the experience and acknowledge it. So for example, today is Christmas Day, and we have maybe two or three things going on, and it's busier than usual, and we might not be able to stick with our typical routines. Acknowledge that. Acknowledge and normalize that maybe my child this Christmas is going to be a little bit more dysregulated, right? Because a lot of things are stimulating. There's more people that you might see than usual. Maybe there's a lot of gifts and music and lights, right? So first, just acknowledge the challenge that you might face. And what acknowledging does is it brings about an awareness. It brings about an awareness that helps us as parents say, oh, okay, this isn't just my child, or it's not just my parenting. It's Christmas, right? It's today. It's the busyness of today. And I'm going to be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Also, just allow time to let go. So even though structuring routine is important, if we have a day where our kid wants to overly play, be a little bit rambunctious, Christmas provides natural opportunities for kids to get creative, to have extra fun, to be what I like to call under-controlled, right? And this is actually just as valuable as structure and routine. So it's okay if we have a couple days over the holidays where our children are off structure and routine.
So we talk about that then in just the normal circumstances. You talked about many factors that are playing in the context of the pandemic. What are some of those factors specifically, and how do you advise parents to start to then deal with the additional stresses that are being put on?
Yeah, this is a really good question, and I do have a couple of points I want to talk about and a couple of strategies that families can implement immediately. So as a starting point, caregivers can, you know, begin the conversation with their children, right? So have those honest and open conversations with children that, you know, maybe your family plans at Christmas look different this year. Right? You know, a lot of the time parents withhold information from their children because they don't want them to be hurt, or they don't want them to be sad or anxious. But times like this, it's really, really important to have those conversations about what is this going to look like? What's going to happen? Right? So perhaps there are not as many toys. Maybe there's no extended family coming over, or maybe the grandparents that usually come for Christmas and provide all the treats and cuddles, maybe this year they have to be visited via video platforms like Zoom or FaceTime. So it's important to be honest and open with your children about the changes and the differences that happen. So like I mentioned earlier, when children have awareness and they're educated on what's to come, there's less anxiety. There's less worry. There's less unknown. And there's ways to talk to your children honestly and openly, but with boundaries, right? So, for example, you might not say, you know, mommy lost her job and I'm feeling really stressed and anxious, so there's not going to be as many Christmas presents under the tree, right? So we want to provide some boundaries because that might lead to more anxiety. So you want to be honest and open, but word it in a way that has boundaries, right? So something like, you know, mommy lost her job because of COVID, and maybe there's not going to be as many presents under the tree, but we're going to work really hard together, and we're going to devise new ways, and we're going to create new things to do together this year, right? So having the open conversations, but with boundaries. Another idea that I really, really love during changes, especially at Christmas. So when we think of Christmas, we think of traditions, right? If everyone listening today took a moment to think about traditions that they have at Christmas with their family, you would be able to instantly say something, right? So this year, I want to invite families to ask, you know, what are your favorite traditions about Christmas? What were your favorite traditions? What do you think you're going to miss the most? And to take that information and then devise a new playful plan that sort of sets the stage for a brand new tradition that's never been done before. And this will kind of help just alleviate some of the difficulties about the pandemic and some of the changes related to COVID. So for example, maybe you have a baking contest. Maybe you cook something extra special. Maybe you create your own tree ornaments, play a brand new board game that's never been made before. If you're a musically inclined family, maybe you learn and play a new song on the piano, right? So ultimately a new tradition that's never been done that's extra special to this year.
Often with Christmas, children have wish lists or letters to Santa that creates anticipation. How do you manage these expectations?
So how would parents manage them?
Yes. In other words, it's very traditional that kids will say, oh, you know, I hope I can get this for Christmas. Or they might write a letter to Santa and say, you know, please bring me this or that. Those set up expectations. They may not be able to deliver in the same way.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of expectations on caregivers right now, and that's one of the main ones, whether it's finances, access, or availability of gifts, right? And so our children do have high expectations, especially if they are used to getting everything on their wish list. Something I've been telling caregivers this year is, you know, first of all, it's hard. It's really hard what you're going through as a parent, because I know that so many parents out there really want to be fully present and fully capable parents. But during COVID, that's not always possible. So the first thing I like to say is, you know, if you have the capacity, buy one or two things off the child's wish list that you know they're really going to love. And then let's bring Christmas back to the foundation, back to the roots, right? So connection, playfulness, right? Family time. So creating traditions, creating activities that can be done in the home that are affordable, family time activities that don't cost a lot of money, things that children will really enjoy, but that is not a physical gift. And I know as I'm saying this, parents are already probably thinking, oh my gosh, my child is, you know, going to freak out that he's not getting everything on his wish list. But again, it's okay to go back to those conversations and say, you know, whether, you know, Santa's helping extra kids this year and he has extra work, or, you know, mommy didn't have lots of money this year, but we're going to do things that are really special. So it's about bringing Christmas back to the roots. Another thing, too, for those families who lost their jobs or, you know, maybe finances are really tight, is to connect with resources in your community that are doing toy drives. And I know that toy drives are a little bit different this year. But I also want to welcome families, if they have questions about toy drives that are available, to connect with us at NCDC if they're really struggling to get some toys for their children.
Santa visits are often a big part of Christmas time, and I know that it's very different this year, either non-existing or there's barriers. In some places, it might not be possible to get photos. There's no touching. What alternatives are you suggesting to families that may be looking to do these kinds of things?
Mm-hmm. So I've seen a couple of really missing things around certain communities. And I must just say first that it just goes to show how adaptable we are as people during this time, during the pandemic, but also the pandemic at Christmas. So some families have been doing Zoom visits with Santa and meeting Santa that way. There's also been some photo opportunities where children can look at Santa and reach for Santa, but not necessarily sit on his lap. Another way is to read books about Santa. Perhaps, you know, families print off a picture of Santa and sign it from Santa. There's opportunities to connect with Santa, but not necessarily be in person with him. And so I'm not sure if there's anything happening in Northumberland County this way, but that might be an area that we could work on, Rob, to kind of see what the availability is in our community that way.
I noticed that there are a lot more lights up really early this year. I mean, I've been out in the community. I'm sure many people have as well. You drive at night and it's incredible the number of houses that are already decorated. You look in some windows and there's trees up, and go on social media and people have pictures of their Christmas trees decorated. Kids get very excited when Christmas stuff starts happening. And it's understandable people want to find the positives right now. Is this any different from the past years, or is it more worrisome for us this year that people are getting so into Christmas so early?
At NCDC, we really like to look at everything in positive lights and in strength-based lenses. And so when we think about the early duration of what happened this year in terms of lights, I really like to consider it through the lens of people need to find joy in the struggle, right? And so sometimes it's the smallest things, right? So for a lot of families this year, we're really taking a step back and being really grateful for very small things, right? So fresh baked bread in the oven has been one that a lot of families have said this year that they're really grateful for. Another one is the Christmas lights. Is it different than past years? I think so. I mean, I've noticed some lights up a lot earlier, but I think that families are just really seeking joy. And sometimes it's hard to find joy during the pandemic, right? A lot of things that we're used to seeking joy in, right? Going to the movie theaters, going to the parks, going here, doing this. It's not available. It's not accessible. So one way that families and communities are finding joy are through lights, right? Is through celebrating Christmas a little bit early. And if that's what it takes, the simplicity of Christmas lights and celebrating Christmas time, then that's really, really an amazing feature that's happening.
How adaptable are children?
Oh my gosh, I could go on and on and on. Children are some of the most adaptable and flexible people on earth. They can very quickly bounce back, extremely resilient. But it does take work as an adult, right? So children are resilient, yes. But also remember that our children are impacted by our stress, right? They vibe off of our stress and the stress at school and the stress in the community. So if you as a caregiver are feeling anxious or struggling with your own loss or your own isolation, children will feel and notice this and also be impacted by it, right? I like to give the example of the airplane requirements, right? So when we used to be able to fly, they would say, you know, make sure you put on your own mask first before putting on the mask of your child. So it's important that we as caregivers take care of ourselves first. We recognize our own feelings and experiences so that we're better able to be present for our children. So yes, children are adaptable and yes, children are resilient, but it's also important for us as caregivers to just recognize our own experiences in order to promote resiliency in our children.
If you were to sum up a message for parents, what would it be?
My best advice is to recognize that you're doing the best you can with what you have. So many of us have lost things. Many of us have had changes. But if you recognize that even despite what you have gone through or what you're currently going through, as a parent, you're doing the best with what you have. And to take what you have, regardless of what that is, make it family-centered. Make it family-oriented and playful, right? So the more that you can adapt play and family interactions in your everyday life, you're going to find that day-to-day life is better, right? You're happier. Your children have less behavior. So be playful and recognize that you're doing a good job despite everything that's going on around you.
If you were talking to kids directly now, what would you suggest to them?
Oh, I feel like I have so many things to say to all the littles out there. One of the things I would say is this is not going to last forever, right? So everything is going to pass, right? So even though school is a little bit different now, it'll get back to the way that you want it. And even though maybe you have to be stuck at home with your brothers and sisters and there's a lot of stress, things will get better, right? So to be able to just take your deep breath, continue to color and to play and to have fun outside, and to remember that the hard times always pass, and all of your hard feelings, like your sadness and your anger, they're just like the weather. They'll pass too. I might just say one more thing if I can. It's associated with just a strategy to kind of support families in this time.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So one other thing I also recommend families do, especially because of the pandemic, we've kind of been cooped up, is to just get outdoors. And we cannot stress this enough at NCDC, in that the outdoor environment really supports mental health, physical health, behavior, family interaction, social skills. So make time this holiday season to just plan activities for outside. So this might be things like hikes or walks, snowshoeing, building a snowman, just making sure that you schedule even more time outdoors. And I also recommend if families need ideas for outdoor activities to connect with us at NCDC or to just Google outdoor play activities. There's lots on there as well.
Kelly Flanagan, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you so much, Rob.
That was my conversation with Kelly Flanagan, an infant and child development specialist with the Northumberland Child Development Center in Port Hope. I want to thank both my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. While we are busy self-isolating, it's important to remember the world has not stopped entirely. If you know of a good story or have an idea for a story, please let me know. You can email me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com and include as much detail as possible, especially contact information. If you have any comments, questions, rants, or raves, you can also email me at that same address. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Consider This. Or if you're on Twitter, you can message me at rwash. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.